Well, my manager kept telling me if I wanna be great, I better wise up, sing my song straight. I said, listen here, fool, in order to survive, I've gotta be my dirty self, I won't play no child. Thank you, you've been a great audience, thank you.
Two great new Cookin' live albums, or at least one of them is totally live, the other partially live. We heard from Santana first, the new Moonflower collection, a two-record set, half live, half studio. Updated versions of Black Magic Woman, Gypsy Queen, and Dance Sister Dance from Nils Lofgren, who delivered an impressive performance at the Bottom Line on Friday evening that was carried not only on this radio station, but a half a dozen others around the country. His new two-record set, Night After Night, and I Came to Dance. Nils Lofgren and Santana at WNEW-FM in New York. It's 8 past 6 now. Pete Fornital this Sunday, October 30th at WNEW-FM in New York. Good evening.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Thank you.
always wanted to do that. That's the beginning and end of the music from Star Wars, with the Cantina Band thrown in for good measure, and also as if it were meant to be part of the score. Billy Joel and Piano Man. I think it would have fit quite well into the barroom sequence. In any event, it's a good preparation for tomorrow night. I have a feeling you are going to encounter many a Star Wars character on the street tomorrow evening, or even in your homes. Let me know if I was right about that one. It is 6:28. This is Metro Media Stereo in New York, WNEW-FM. Tonight from 9 to 10 p.m. during the Allison Steele program, WNEW-FM presents the King Biscuit Flower Hour, featuring the Marshall Tucker Band from Seattle, Washington, and the New Riders of the Purple Sage, recorded live in front of 150,000 people at this summer's Englishtown, New Jersey Festival. Don't miss the Marshall Tucker Band and New Riders tonight, the King Biscuit Flower Hour from 9 to 10, only on WNEW-FM in New York. All of this week, of course, beginning tomorrow right through Friday. The official 10th anniversary celebration culminates in a week-long program of specials, reliving some of the great moments in our past. Scott will be telling you a little bit more about that later on in his recorded message. Every one of us has told you about some of the things that will be coming your way on specific days. And I remind you once again, oddly enough, by a delightful coincidence, the actual 10th anniversary of WNEW-FM in New York occurs just a few minutes after 7 o'clock this evening. It was following the 7 o'clock news on October 30th, 1967, that this format first presented itself to the listeners of New York City. And we will commemorate that moment with an hour's worth of reflections that I did last May with Dennis Elsis. It was for 2 hours. What we've done is to take out those things that were particularly involved with the history of and evolution of the radio station. And we will rebroadcast those excerpts for you between 7 and 8 this evening. And while I'm putting some of that together and preparing it for you, I wanted to share one of the fine moments of the 10 years with you that for one reason or another, perhaps because of all of the changes in the group and the personnel differences, has kind of faded into the library and very seldom gets taken out for an airing. But I remember it so well from my first year here at the station that I thought it would be an excellent prelude to that special hour tonight from 7 till 8. It's from Poco's second album.
Go on, my little babe, and cry. Lay your head down, shut your eyes. I love you.
man, we're getting close to the moment that this whole last year has been all about. Chambers Brothers, and Time Has Come Today at WNEW-FM in New York.